And the team of the Philadelphia Fusion is basically a team full of professional feeders. You're welcome. Someone make that into a meme somehow. Now, the Washington Justice and
Philadelphia
Houston.
bad.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Burger Watch Podcast. My name is Adam Cook, and as always, I'm joined by Calder, the Amos Wood.
Hello, everyone. Was that better?
Didn't know you could be more white.
White cheddar in the building.
We're back. Calder, what have
Guess
you done since
back.
We last spoke?
I started a TikTok where I play the kazoo. I watched, well, spoke in real life or spoke on this?
On this.
I watched The Boys with you. I watched Overwatch League and
with or without me,
both.
Nice.
And you know, I made love like always.
I did most of those things except one. Try and guess which one it is.
Big as possible.
Actually, except two of those things that Calder mentioned I did not do.
Overwatch League and The Boys.
No, those are the things I did do, believe it or not. That narrows it down quite a bit. So for those of you who don't know,
dude,
the
Burger
Watch Podcast.
Why is my head actually like that guy from Star Wars? The Jedi guy.
There's a billion Jedi guys.
No, but the one that can mate and has a head about the size
Ki-Adi
of
Mundi.
Yeah. Karate Mondo.
What I've noticed is you've only started sentences so far when I was about to start one. And for those
Here's
of you
how
who don't
we're
know,
gonna do today. That
for those of you,
sense.
Oh,
I actually
for those, oh, then again, so for those of you who don't know, Overwatch podcast, we're two friends who
stinky boys.
That one lasted longer than they usually do. What a snort! Sorry, boys. We're two stinky boys. Talk about the Overwatch League and Overwatch League related news. Not much news. There's only... Oh, I thought we made a deal. Actually, that's not bad. No, you got it wrong after the first three notes. And now you're back into it. For those of you only listening, that was the kazoo.
Yikes.
That wasn't just him moaning. It barely a difference because.
Okay, dude.
That's what a $3 kazoo gets you.
Seven, actually, because of the exchange rate.
You bought it in the US?
No, but it would have probably been $3 in the US, but it's fucking seven now, dude. Because
the exchange rate isn't that bad.
But they have to import them. So it's not worth $7.
Well, that's definitely true. It's definitely worth 10 cents. Anyway, for the only news that we have this week is Washington Justice said goodbye to Fozzix, is what they said. They said goodbye.
It's probably just coming out now because they didn't want to buy him out or something.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't like... They didn't say they released him, and they didn't say he left, because he's not even lived in the team house since, like, end of stage one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And he was kind of one of the people I was excited to see, because he was on... Fuck. I forget what Contenders team he was on. But I think he was on Gladiator's Legion, and I thought he was pretty good. Oh. That's not how you spell his name at all, dude.
How'd you
That's
spell
an
it?
H. Fazix, and I got a stock price. Stock was not worth a lot, though. So.
Oh, that's good. Well, just like Fozzix wasn't worth much to
energy.
Washington, apparently.
He was on energy.
With Rascal?
I think so, yeah. Cool. And I watched a couple energy games because they're the Shock team.
And you care?
Yeah.
Anyway, Fozzix, I'm sure we'll find a place on some other Contenders or maybe even Overwatch League team next season. We'll see.
Or maybe on each other, baby.
What does that even mean? That's all for news. So let's get in to the games immediately.
NRG doesn't have a contenders roster anymore. Did you know that?
I did hear about that.
They don't field a contenders roster as of May.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I seem to remember hearing that. We probably mentioned it on the podcast. We just forgot.
Anyway.
Let's get into the games of Stage 4, Week 3. Pretty decent week for games.
Yeah.
But also a couple stinkers. There's only one 4-0 this... Nope, two 4-0s this week. There's been a lot of 4-0s.
Oh, yeah, right at the end, baby. No, three 4-0s.
What?
The last day had three 4-0s in it.
Oh, it did. Fucker. Mean. Let's start right from the beginning. London versus Vancouver. A lot of people predicted London winning this because Vancouver...
Oh,
right. Quickie predickies. Well, we're not doing quickie predickies, but last week we had quickie predickies and we actually wrote it down for the first time ever. Now we can actually see... Should I write down... Or no, you circle like who got it right. And we'll... Okay. All right, so who predicted what in this game?
So you predicted Vancouver for this game.
Nice. What did you predict?
I predicted London. So your boy Adam gets it on this one.
Yeah, so this was a 3-2 game for Vancouver. It's pretty close. Mm-hmm. Both of these teams have been looking decent. They're like bottom of the top, I'd say.
Yeah, in this meta.
Just because like London tends to be pretty inconsistent and Vancouver's been like... Like, they're still strong, but they've been showing some signs of weakness, getting absolutely obliterated by the Justice.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a pretty good game. They fielded...
champions.
They fielded the Stitch instead of Hurig for both matches this week, and it seemed to work better for them.
Yeah.
Sucks for us because we put Hurig on our fantasy team, but I traded him away.
Did it work better for them?
Yeah. Because they beat...
London and Philly.
Yeah, I guess. Well, London's been doing well.
London's good now, but they went to a map 5.
But Philly is dog trash.
Yeah.
I mean, last week they did get 4-0'd by Justice. I know Justice is good now, but like...
But still, it's not like... Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, ring the bells, dude, we're fucked. If you lost the Justice, you know?
Well, all I'm saying is they won both games with Stitch, so it's not like Hurig was their win-all game.
It's just like, yeah. Anyway.
That was a pretty good game. Paris versus Philly.
We both got this boy wrong.
Yeah. Well, Paris has looked bad, but this is one that I'm glad I got wrong. Because we hate Philly too much, but I don't know. Philly just has looked nothing but bad recently. And Paris seemed to pull it together. Was it a reverse sweep?
I think it was, actually.
Yeah, it was a full-on reverse sweep. So
hardcore, dude.
Especially considering Paris seems to be kind of a team that tilts easily and kind of gets in their own head mid-game a lot. And looks real sad.
You mean
sad.
Like every European dude got him?
I will not participate in this trash talk. But so good on them for not tilting too hard and actually pulling it out in the end and destroying Philly. And this actually might mean something for Philly's playoff spot, which we'll get into when we get to the standings.
I just realized who won because we chose so many of the exact same thing.
Well, don't spoil it, maybe.
It's okay.
Toronto versus Florida. This is kind of like...
I predicted Florida. You predicted Toronto on this one. Get cocked.
Yeah. I don't know why I predicted Toronto. My guess is I was just like, I want to be different, and I'm pulling for my boys. And they didn't look terrible, but...
they looked good in the first map, and then they just got... Something this kind of fell apart a little bit.
Florida actually is a good team now, is the difference.
Yeah, and I think we still think Florida's a bad team, because there was one time where I was like, we were talking about something this weekend, and you were like, wow, that's weird to say Florida's there, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's we're like listing, I think we were saying like who we think Philly is better or worse than, and you were like, you know, there's like Washington, Atlanta, Vancouver,
Florida,
Gladiators, and we, like, you just said it so casually, and I was like, that's weird. So I'm actually very excited to see how Florida does next season.
I hope they don't do me dirty. Am I right, boys?
Doesn't make sense. Not gonna support you. Oh no, you there's gonna be a rule that we'll talk about after the podcast.
We're gonna get copyright striked because that was so good.
We're gonna have a little discussion after the podcast.
Okay, no more kazoo, dude. Okay, it's gone. See this?
Oh. Nice, dude.
A nice
spicy. Okay. Guangzhou Charge versus Seoul. My guess is we predicted this correct.
Yeah, we both said Guangzhou on this baby.
Guangzhou gets a good 3-2.
Yeah, all right.
Guangzhou with a good 3-2. Also a reverse sweep. Good on Guangzhou for doing that. They kind of got a bit creamered in the first two. Not the first map.
Doesn't really matter in the first half if you come back hard in the second half.
Exactly. So if you're able to do that, good job.
That's what my parents always told me. I'm in the deep end.
You've got to stop just singing and kazooing. We're going to get copy struck.
They're going to be like, oh, is that Lady Gaga on your show, dude?
Lady Gaga. Then moving on to Friday was Boston versus Washington. Boston actually got a map off Washington. Good job, Boston. Still got crushed though, 3-1.
Yeah. And we both predicted that one correctly, obviously, because why wouldn't we?
Exactly. Then it was Dallas versus Gladiators. I'm also assuming we predicted this correct.
We both got this one correct.
But I think it was closer than we both expected.
Yeah, we didn't expect... I personally did not expect Dallas even come close, because they've looked like absolute doggy dick recently.
Which, by the way, another reverse sweep.
Now, here's the fascinating part. We're not going to blame this game on anyone, but we saw OG played on in this game, and then we saw OG not play in this game, and then we saw them lose the game. So that's pretty interesting. They got reverse swept in.
Well, you know what it was, okay? You know what it was. On King's Row, they played OG. They played Trill on Junkertown. I feel like they just did that because he's Australian.
Probably, actually. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Hometown advantage.
So I feel like that's not how you should make a decision on a roster, you know?
And then they played OG on the last map. Now, would they have won if OG played all five? Jury's out. Okay. The jury just took a little lunch break right here because I don't know.
But
is that a good thing to say? Like a hot take? Like a Stephen A. Smith-esque take? Probably.
Well, here's the thing. Dallas wins first two maps. Wow. What's happening here? Gladiators win third map. Close map, kind of. A little close. Mm-hmm. Not super close, but pretty close. Then Dallas gets absolutely crushed or destroyed on both Junkertown and Busan. Not even remotely competitive at all.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Fuel are the most tiltable team in the league. And that's a fact. This is the PewDiePie meme. And that's a fact. Pointing at his board.
Yeah.
Okay. Next game.
One more thing I want to talk about this game.
Interesting. Okay.
Los Angeles Big Geese. I think by the end of the game, I convinced you that I just don't like it because they didn't go all the way.
Yeah.
They did it like half-half,
It was impressive that
they
it,
like put it for some of the graphics, and it was like, whoa, they're really committing to this thing. But then half the time it was just the Gladiators logo and it said Los Angeles Gladiators. And it's like, if you're going to do this joke, fully commit to the joke.
Like during the game, have the top thing say Los Angeles Big Geese or whatever. What the fuck was the thing?
Los Angeles Big Geese.
Yeah, like the title cards would say it, but then it'd be Los Angeles Gladiators at the top.
And then
like,
when Gladiators won, it showed the Gladiators logo and said Los Angeles Gladiators win.
Mm-hmm. But that's not a team. That's not the Geese. Team.
Now, on a side note, the Los Angeles Big Geese do have a perfect record. Perfect win record, because they've now retired the name.
But do they, though? Because they weren't on all the things. It didn't even say that they won. So do we even know if they won the game?
Okay, well, jury's out. The jury's on lunch break. So,
dude, I told the jury, I said, take a quick 15 on this one, dude.
Hey, run a quick lap. Get a.
Hey,
grab a snack. Visit 7-Eleven.
Louis, pop a squat over there, cause you're on break, son. Okay, unionized.
Hey, you, son. Let me get your attention over here. All right, 50 push-ups before you're a big goose.
Hey, 50 push-ups, then lap, and then cryo chamber, and then you're taking a break, dude.
I want to see some suicides. The one where you run and touch a line, not the real one.
Shock versus Shanghai. I got this one right. You got this one wrong.
Oh, I'm going to lose, aren't I?
No, that's not right. We both got this right.
Okay, good.
Why would you ever pick Shanghai, you know?
I don't know. Maybe I was doing a hot take, but I'm not known to do those.
No. And when you are, they're always wrong. So.
This was went about as expected. Shock, obvious win, but Shanghai good enough to take a map.
Yeah, Shanghai's just been weird. And I guess Shanghai could, like, actually lose out if they keep playing like this.
Shanghai could?
Yeah, they've only won one game.
Yeah.
Shanghai, Hangzhou, Philly are all on, like, the bubble.
There's a couple teams that could drop out of playoff contention. And
actually, I don't think Hangzhou can. No, Hangzhou can't. But
they could drop out of the top six, but
yeah. But Shanghai and Philly are kind of a yiker right now.
Shanghai, Philly, even Seoul.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of teams that could potentially drop out, and then teams like Atlanta and Guangzhou could definitely climb, possibly even to top six if things go bad enough for the other teams. Basically, I was reading that for Atlanta,
I think there's only one spot that can be taken in the top six, and it's Hangzhou's.
No. Wait.
Well, like, more people can, but I think that's the only reasonable one.
I was reading today that if Seoul loses one game and Rain wins all of their games, they'll be in the top six.
Seoul's not in the top six.
Well, then that person was a darn liar. Anyway, Shock game was good. Shock's good at the game. As much as I want Atlanta to win because they're my team, I kind of want Shock to win because they deserve it more.
And we've, you know, you said that a couple times.
I've said that once or twice.
I'll let you keep saying it, baby, because that's what I like to do.
Thanks, man. Hangzhou versus New York. This was kind of the battle of the dead titans, where these are both teams that used to be, ooh boy, whippity wop, top of the standings. Ooh, what a ding darn good team on both sides. But
every
now they're kind of just
them,
like,
you go, oh no, we're playing one of these teams, dude.
But now it's like, okay.
Also, don't like that the sandbagging meme's coming back because it wasn't funny the first time.
Except here's the thing, and we'll get to it when New York, spoiler alert, loses again later in the week. But New York, like, apparently actually said, like, you know, we're just losing because, you know, since we're already in it, we're just experimenting. It's like, you shouldn't experiment and like lose so bad. The same thing's gonna happen again.
Yeah, it's a dumb thing to do.
Either you're not experimenting and you're using it as an excuse instead of owning up to your mistakes and working on it, or you are experimenting, in which case, why don't you put pine in? If you're experimenting so much, why don't you put pine in? Which proves that you're not experimenting, because you're...
Or, like, start flower. Did they start flower against Guangzhou?
I don't know.
I didn't watch that one. Let me check. But, like, yeah, no, they didn't start flower at all.
Yeah, it's like, you're not experimenting. You are...
Big experiment. We played Mono, Mecco, Jonak, Onimo, Nene, and Libero.
Oh, wow. You're...
The exact same people we played before.
Yeah.
Nice job, dude. What a crazy experiment.
This all goes back to New York does not know how to lose. And apparently that includes their coaching staff.
Let's see who they played against Hangzhou. Just checking real quick. Got to scroll a little bit to check these. Oh, it looks like they played Nene, Libero, Mono, Mecco, Jonak, Onimo against Hangzhou, too.
I guess they are experimenting. They're doing the exact same thing.
Sorry, dude. I didn't know you were... Dude, I didn't know you were experimenting, dude. Sorry.
I now understand. They're experimenting because they're doing the exact same thing. Now I understand.
Yeah. Sometimes when you experiment, you're like, oh, let's try this and see if something different happens.
Mm.
Let's like try this different thing and see if something unexpected happens. But you just keep trying the same thing and you're going to get different results. That's exactly what happens all the time.
And they are getting different results because now they're losing.
Yeah, I guess that.
But it's because they're experimenting by doing the exact same thing, so it's understandable. The next game was Houston versus London, about as expected. It's a bummer because like Houston had this like, or London had this kryptonite that was Houston, but then that's kind of not a thing anymore. London kind of crushed Houston.
Yeah, dude, I think it's the color green mostly.
Houston's been looking bad. Apparently Jake's dealing with some stuff, so he hasn't been in many games. So Linkster's subbing in. And Linkster's doing his best on heroes he doesn't usually play. So, you know, Houston's out for the season. Seoul versus Toronto. Ging darn dang diddly butt dang. I was hoping so hard that Toronto would win this.
And they didn't, my guy.
They got somewhat close.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 2-1.
Toronto's looking better. Like, every game, they look a little bit better.
Yeah. And the thing is, the one map they won, it was an absolute destroy, crusher, destroy on Junkertown. Mm-hmm. Seoul looked absolute hot garbage.
Didn't know we were speaking French on this podcast.
I'm doing too many close-to-the-mic gags this time.
Oh, well, I guess you're the problem now, huh?
Are you admitting you were the problem before?
That is not an admission of guilt. Florida versus Valiant. Now, here's the thing, boys. We didn't
also
know
2-1. Just want to say also a 2-1, so it was close.
We didn't know what we were doing on this one because we watched a little bit of this one. And we wanted Valiant to win, but also, like, Florida. Maybe they could win, though, which was kind of crazy. Because most of the time you watch a game and you're like, oh, this team's probably going to win. This one's like, ooh.
The thing is, Valiant needed to win.
It felt like Valiant was the underdogs, you know?
Yeah, it felt like they were the underdogs. One, because Florida's looked good. But two, because Florida didn't need this win. They're out. Valiant needed this win. So you could tell, like, there was kind of this energy in the game. It was like Valiant was playing so hard for it, like to a point where sometimes they were making mistakes because they were kind of getting in their own heads. There was a point where it showed Fact Fiction after losing a map, I think.
And he was tilted, dude.
He was very...
he was dropping tilted towers.
Because they got full held on Hollywood, Valiant did, by Florida. Mm-hmm. And Fact looked not happy, and I was like, please don't tilt, please just focus up my doggy,
please stay at a 90 degree angle, dude.
So then they didn't tilt, and it was a close last map, but Valiant managed to clutch it out And that's good because they needed that win real bad.
They should make sweaters that are flesh. Well, like a Avatar, you know, Avatar, that show.
Oh, the one.
Not
you
the blue
seen.
One. Not the blue one.
The one that you haven't seen.
Well, I guess there's blue in both of them, but they should make a sweater with that.
100% guaranteed. That's already a thing.
Whoa. I'm pretty smart, huh?
Yeah, dude, they should make this thing where you put bread in it and it makes it harder.
Dude, why would you want stale bread?
If you come up with someone else's idea, it's not smart. Then it was Chengdu versus Hong Zhou. We predicted Chengdu, didn't we? But we both did.
Oh, shit, I kind of forgot that we were doing that. Oh, so for the Valiant Florida one, I predicted Florida. So you got that one right.
Tight!
And then we predicted all the same as the rest of them.
Oh, yeah. But we both predicted Chengdu, didn't
we? And we predicted Toronto wrong. We both said Toronto.
Oh, interesting.
But we both predicted Chengdu, and Chengdu got absolutely ass blasted, dude.
It was like a... it was like a half blast.
Yeah. It was like a half-mast blast.
The ass blast was at half-mast.
Yeah.
That was a good... I'm proud of myself. But yeah, Hangzhou actually pulled it through as one of the teams.
You should edit in one of the freestyles we were doing here.
And here's one right here. If you didn't hear one, it's because I was either too lazy or I watched all of them and realized they were too bad.
Yeah, probably.
But if you did hear it, congrats.
And never mind, I'm not allowed to sing anymore, dude.
That's very true.
Daddy doesn't love me. We will sit at home at the same time.
Vancouver versus...
On Sunday, Philly and Vancouver played a game, dude. And now here's the thing about this game. Vancouver won because why wouldn't they? And we both predicted Vancouver would win because why wouldn't they win? They're playing Philadelphia, and half the team of Philadelphia are either professional feeders or they're the chefs, dude. Okay? I don't know what that means. Whoa. There's a meme here. Because they have that chef lady. They have that chef lady, Chef Heidi, who's basically, if you simplify it, a professional feeder. Because she feeds people professionally. And the Philadelphia Fusion is basically a team full of professional feeders. You're welcome. Someone make that into a meme somehow. Now the Washington
Philadelphia bad. Washington versus Houston. Washington won. It's closer than we thought, but obviously
I think we both thought it would be an absolute crush machine. We thought it'd be a trash compactor from A New Hope, dude.
Thank you for referencing Star Wars. I'm so glad you're rewatching. Except you can only reference A New Hope because it's the only one you've rewatched.
I started watching A New Hope, and then I watched half of Phantom Menace. Because I was gonna watch it in like the Obi-Wan storyline. And then I didn't. And then I started watching Ready Player One. Today, this day alone, I watched 2.5 movies: Ready Player One, Fast and Furious 6, and a part of A Star Is Born. Now, Fast and Furious 6, here's my review on that one.
We're not doing this. We're not doing this even a little bit. I just want to put it out there. Calder watches movies in the worst way. He watches 25 movies a day, but he doesn't finish any of them.
That's not true.
And then he finishes them 4 months later and goes, I don't remember any of this, and then says the movie's bad.
When have I done that?
Anyway, so Washington beat Houston. Not a surprise.
Star Wars movies are bad,
San Francisco.
My fault.
San Francisco versus Dallas. San Francisco crushed Dallas because Dallas might be the worst team in the league right now. they can contend with Boston for that one. Then it was Guangzhou versus New York. Guangzhou absolutely dumpstered New York. It wasn't even, not even a little bit close. Let me point this out. New York got 1 point on the first map on Lijiang Tower. They won one of the rounds on Lijiang Tower. And then Guangzhou full held them on every other map. Here's here's the Guangzhou scores. Lijiang Tower, 2 points. Temple of Anubis, 1 point. Blizzard World, 1 point. Route 66, 1 point. Now, usually that would indicate that they did poorly because they only got 1 point. But New York just attacked first each time, so it just saved us all the hassle of having to watch Guangzhou push it the whole way.
And then get New York get absolutely dumpstered.
Exactly.
So the scoring machine has done its tallying. Would you like to know?
I just really want to quick say it's obvious, but New York 1-0-0-0. It's just so weird. Best team in the league last season easily. Very good team this season. Got 1 point all game by Guangzhou, who has until this stage been pretty kinda middle inconsistent. Tier. Yeah. Anyway, that was the weekend games. Who won?
So, I'd like a drum roll. And the winner is of this week of the Quickie Predicky is Cuck. Cuck won.
I won,
is that
boys.
Reverse?
No, it's not. It shows up good on my screen. It says, except it looks like an Asian food dish name. Because your A doesn't look like an A. It looks like... Or your O looks like an A, so it looks like Kakwan.
Okay, dude. That's so racist to our
not at all even, though.
Singaporean audience.
Not at all even, though. So I won, obviously, because I'm the genius, and I'm going to win again this week. So let's get some quickie predickies on screen.
Oh, shit, dude. I got to run.
Shoot, where's my quick? Oh, we gotta switch. Quickie predickies. All right, time to do some quickie predickies for week four.
Wait, hold on.
How do you write it worse each week? Hold it up again and let me read it. Weeks, yeah, dude. But it's somehow worse. Okay, quickie is fine. I don't like how you do your K's. It's like an L and a really bad C. And then predickies looks like it says double R edaces. You need to learn to write words.
Okay, wait. I got to switch this bitch to the second slip. I don't know what I just said.
To the second sit slip? So can I start listing off games or do you need a minute to prepare?
One second.
Probably should have prepared this. Previously. Ready? Cuckster El Hefo. I'm guessing you're El Hefo.
Yeah, I wouldn't call myself Cuckster, dude. That sounds like a D-list Batman villain.
Cuckster. first game of the week. Boston versus Florida.
That's a quick FLA for me.
That's a very quick FLA for me. Florida is going to win that one. Dallas versus Hangzhou. I'ma say Hangzhou.
I'll say Dally.
Ooh, interesting. Gonna pick the worst team in the league to win this game. Interesting.
I'm gonna say they're second worst, honestly.
Agreed.
I would never say that Boston's gonna win any game ever, even if the other team didn't show up.
Nice. Seoul versus Shanghai. I'm gonna say Shanghai.
I'll say Seoul. We need more variants, you know?
Yeah, but don't pick an obvious dumb one just for the sake.
How about you pick first for all of, like, we alternate days where the one person picks first.
Okay, so now you pick first.
No, we're not on the... Oh, it's only three a day next week?
Yeah.
Oh, three, three, four, four. Okay, so... Ooh, this is a toughie McGuffey, dude. I'm gonna say Washington wins this one.
I'm gonna say Atlanta wins this one. I just want to real quick talk about this game before it happens. I'm very excited for this game. This is probably the game of the stage.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I love both teams and I want Atlanta to win this so bad because it matters for their playoffs a lot. But I also want Washington to win it because I want them to get a 7-0 stage, and Atlanta's really their only competition.
That's very true.
So, but I'd rather Atlanta win. Sorry, Washington. Chengdu versus Shock. I'm also going to pick Shock. I think we can agree on that one. Gladiators versus Hangzhou. Gladiators, I'm going to say.
Yeah. I mean, I was supposed to pick first that day, but it's fine.
Oh, shoot. I mean, we picked this. Turn. Well, no, you picked Washington first, one, so and then fine. We picked the same ones.
Yeah.
So is it me now?
Yeah.
Paris, Shanghai. I'm going to say, interesting.
I heard there's a lot of scrim bucks in Paris.
I'm gonna say Paris. This is my risk move. I'm just going to say Paris.
I'm going to say Shang.
For some reason, I'm feeling Paris, and I don't know why. Valiant, Boston. I'm going to say Valiant.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty easy clapperuno.
Seoul, Philly. I'm going to say Seoul.
Me as well, dude.
Chengdu, Houston. I'm going to say, actually, Houston.
I'm going to say Chengdu.
I got two risk picks on that day.
London, Atlanta. That's actually a pretty tough game to call.
This is a very important week for Atlanta. They've got two tough games.
I'm going to say Atlanta wins this one, actually.
I am also going to say Atlanta wins this one, actually.
Washington, Paris. I think that's an easy clap, Washington.
I'd agree on that one.
Florida, Toronto. Ooh. Wait, didn't
they've? I think Florida they play them twice this week? Stage.
Oh yeah, they played last week too, and Florida clapped them. So does Toronto come back and play better?
Was it a clap or was it a 2-1?
It was a 3-1.
Hmm.
Because Toronto played well in control, but then they got their ass blasted a little bit. I'm gonna say Florida.
I'm gonna say Toronto. I'm gonna lose next week.
And then Dallas, Guangzhou. That's a pretty easy
Guangzhou. That's pretty easy Guangzhou right there. All right. Those were our quickie predict. You got to do it.
Quickie predicky.
Those are quickie predickies of this week. And that's the end of our show. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Be sure
we have an update to tell them.
Oh, what?
I'm probably not going to be here next week.
Oh, yeah. Calder's probably not going to be here next week. Still don't know what I'm going to do, whether I'm going to host it alone, because sometimes I enjoy doing that, whether I'll get a guest host on. But I'm a beta, so
I know a couple boys at the game house.
That's true.
Just one, actually. Just Josh.
True.
And he always offers to be on.
That's true.
And I'm probably going to be away for 2 weeks, so you could have a guest 1 week and not another.
That's true. My main thing is I'm a beta, and it's hard for me to have a guest host on without me just gifting them the hosting job of our podcast, because I'm bad at my job.
Or you could just not.
Or don't want to get anyone's hopes up, but there is this idea floating around of Calder and I both still hosting the podcast without Calder showing up. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. Probably not going to happen.
I programmed myself into an Excel spreadsheet, so I have a comeback for every dumb thing that Adam says.
Well, yeah, we'll go with that.
Just joking.
Anyway, thank you, everybody, for watching. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Be sure to leave your feedback, whether it be a comment or a subscribe or a dislike or a tweet. You can tweet at us or follow us at The Broverwatch on Twitter, or follow me on Twitter at I'm a Dumb Cook, or follow Calder on Twitter at Calder_100. Are we right, boys?
Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody. Bye.
Goodbye.
There's going to be a rule that we'll talk about after the podcast.
We're going to get copyright striked because that was so good.
We're going to have a little discussion after the podcast.
Okay, no more kazoo, dude. Okay, it's gone. See this?
Oh. Nice, dude.
A nice
suit. A nice spice suit. Okay.